Compared to any big city hospital, Petersburg Medical Center is small. It's impossible for PMC to employ specialty doctors like large facilities can. But through technology, quality tests can be conducted locally and then sent out to experts for diagnosing. It's called telehealth, or what is distance health, and it's been used at PMC for years. The question now is, how far does Petersburg want to go with it?
The technology is here, and we could actually build out something that's very meaningful.
That's CEO of the medical center, Phil Hofstetter. He says there are different models out there for telehealth, and they'd like to create one specific for Petersburg.
Where should we kind of head with it, and what do people want to see? Do you want to have access to your physician? Do you want to come to the clinic and we could set up the telehealth for a specialist? You know, those are all different kinds of models.
PMC already relies on telehealth for getting many test results from out-of-town experts. Digital images of x-rays, mammograms, and EKGs are sent out, read by specialists, and then the results are sent back within hours to days.
What we have now is a fully digital imaging department.
Liz Bacom is the lab and imaging director at the medical center. She says their latest advancement is digital radiography.
It's similar to computer radiography. It's actually quicker, and the image quality is superior, and the amount of radiation that a patient is exposed to in an x-ray is almost half because of the technology.
Telehealth is more than just imaging, though. There is also the opportunity for two-way video appointments with providers. Video systems that are kind of like Skype or FaceTime, but are way more secure and HIPAA compliant. Bacom says this kind of telehealth could save local patients money and time.
Having a choice of whether you want to fly and spend $1,000 or more for a follow-up appointment down in Seattle, for example, if that could be done here locally with that doctor, that would be great.
And those kind of doctor's visits could be used locally as well. Hofstetter says it could mean more convenient healthcare right here in town.
You know, there are some appointments where that are just follow-up appointments. Maybe you don't necessarily need to see in person and you have to wait a long time. Maybe those we could just do video consults.
A potential roadblock to some models of telehealth could be insurance companies that wouldn't accept video consultations, for example. But the public interest to pursue telehealth is there, according to participants at the last community cafe that PMC hosted. The medical center is going ahead with plans to start telepsychiatry at the end of the month. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.